Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about Ron Johnson. My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work from Moscow there. And this is a subject raised by Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul raised this in his call. And Ron Johnson really debased himself farther than I could have thought. We alluded to this yesterday. Somebody made a brief reference to it. But there's a lot more development on what occurred. Ron Johnson, giving an interview on Fox or one of the Trump media, talking about the insurrection, said, quote, "This didn't seem like an armed insurrection to me." Oh, really? "This didn't seem like an armed insurrection to me." What, he doesn't have a TV? He didn't look? He didn't see guys going up there with spears, poles, breaking windows, knives? There were guns in that crowd. What he's saying is, well, they didn't actually use the guns. They didn't have time to use the guns. One of the law enforcement had to shoot one of them who was about to break in to murder congressmen. They were there. They were walking up and down the halls going, oh, Nancy. They had seen her walk down the hallway, they would have ripped her apart like in a medieval crowd. They didn't have to use any guns because there was no real resistance. The Capitol Police were very brave, and they did resist. One of them was killed. Another one eye gouged out. Two others brain damaged from being hit over there with lead pipes. Another one three fingers ripped off. Another one had his head crushed in that door. You heard him screaming in the video. Apparently, Ron Johnson didn't see any of that. I don't believe him. I think he did see it. Ron Johnson will say anything. He will do anything to suck up to Trump. Ron Johnson wants to run for re-election. He gave his word. He gave his word. If you take a look at the founding documents of our party, our forefathers said, we pledge our fortunes and our sacred honor to one another and to this country. We haven't had a generation like that in a long, long time. We had the greatest generation who fought World War II. The fact is that it's innate in the American people, and it bubbles up in real times of threat. But we have not had that kind of fit in a long, long time since our founding fathers and then the greatest generation in the Second World War. Ron Johnson pledged his sacred honor. In 2010, he'd run for two terms. Beat Russ Feingold. That was a Republican year. Any Republican would have won against any Democrat. 6 years later, he runs again against Russ Feingold. That was a little dicier for him. And he goes, no, remember, you're my sacred honor. I am not going to. Luke, you're waving your hand. You got something to say?
Yeah, some breaking news on the Ron Johnson vein running for re-election. We have another candidate announced against him running in the Democratic primary. Bill Glauber at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel within the last 10 minutes is announcing that Milwaukee Bucks executive Alex Lazary is entering the U.S. Senate race with endorsements from several top Milwaukee Democrats.
Great. So, okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, that's. We'll dig into that a little later in the show, too. But that's good news. There'll be lots of candidates. But the point is that Ron Johnson gave his sacred word in 2016. He wouldn't run again. Now he's sniffing. And he said in these interviews, I'm not feeling a lot of pressure to keep my word. What do you mean you're not feeling a lot of pressure to keep your word? People think you keep your word. They think you keep your word. And that's why some of them voted for him in 2016. If he had said, I'm going to keep running forever till I can, you throw me out of the public trough, I'm going to keep on the paycheck, they wouldn't have kept him. But once he's in with name recognition and he has the Republican donor cartel behind him, he's a policy mule for the Republican donor cartel. He goes, okay, I think I may do it again. And he has to do something because he's in trouble. Not a good senator. He said that he did not trust our FBI and CIA. He was, before they lost the Senate, the chair of the Senate Subcommittee on Homeland Security. the CIA and the FBI reported to him, and he said he didn't trust them. But he said he trusted Trump. Trump's the guy in Helsinki when he was with Putin. Journalist said to him, well, the CIA and the FBI say that Putin interfered and hacked into our 2016 election. And he looks over at Putin. He goes, well, Putin says he didn't, right? Right, Vladimir? Yeah, that's right. Well, why would he lie? No, I believe Putin. So does Ron Johnson. We can't have a tool of the commie Ruskies in a Senate seat that was once held by Bill Proxmire. Okay, it's as simple as that. That's not rocket science. Does everybody understand that? Get this guy out. And we will talk in a little bit in this show about who's running against him. But I don't care who's running against him. We've got to get this guy out. And the most egregious thing is to say, it sure didn't look like an armed insurrection to me. How many armed insurrections have you ever been in? I mean, how many have you ever been in? And they're not supposed to be armed insurrections in the United States. But this is the kind of stuff he says. This is the kind of stuff he says. A development in Pennsylvania that is very concerning. Pennsylvania is a gerrymandered state legislature, Republican, and gerrymandered congressional delegation, Republican. But their Supreme Court is elected statewide, and you can't gerrymander a whole state. So you can't gerrymander governor races, Senate races, and statewide Supreme Court races. So the Supreme Court is 5-2 Democrat. And that's the one that said that Biden's victory should be certified. That's the one that got rid of all the fraudulent, crooked Trump stuff. What is the Republican gerrymandered legislature doing? They are putting in a bill to change the way Supreme Court justices are elected, so it's no longer statewide. It'll be by region in the state that can be gerrymandered. And they'll gerrymander it the way they gerrymander congressional districts. So it'll end up being 5-2 Republican, even though if it's been a statewide election like it is here and everywhere else, people are getting tired of Trump fraud. This is a very dangerous development. The Democrats do not have the horses in the legislature to stop it. It'll end up in court. It'll end up in court. There is a Democratic governor who will veto it. I do not think that the Pennsylvania Republican Party has a veto-proof majority in the legislature. But this is the kind of sneaky stuff they are doing. They're going to try to ratchet down the votes for even Supreme Court to make them regional, not statewide, so they can gerrymander it. Constitutionally, they can't do that to a Senate seat. That's the one saving grace. But with governor, every governor I know of, in fact, every governor in this country is elected statewide. If they did that by districts, in other words, give districts a certain number of votes, attribute it to them like electoral votes to come up with a governor, if they tried that, that is a constitutional issue that has to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Fortunately, the U.S. Supreme Court is 6-3 Republican, and they are in for life. So you see what I'm saying? And this is, you've got to burrow under the surface and understand what's going on in this country right now. Very, very concerning. So at least in Wisconsin, there's no way that anybody's going to try to eliminate statewide races for the Supreme Court. Although they'll pour in a lot of money, you know, the Manufacturers Association and others, and they'll try to steer it that way. Do voter suppression, but be very careful about any attempt, like in Pennsylvania, to even change the way they're elected. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.